You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Hey, Matt Frank.
Yes, Chris.
I have a question for you that maybe you specifically can answer. What kind of beer do, you know, the giant monsters, the kaiju, drink?
I don't know, because, you know, beer is really sort of a human construct, and kaiju are sort of supposed to be, I mean, thematically, they're supposed to be above humanity and human vices. And all that. There's not really any evidence to support.
Let me stop you right there.
All right, fine.
What kind of beer do people who like kaiju and giant monsters drink?
Oh, Circle Brewery.
Circle Brewery.
That stuff's great.
So you too.
Sure, hell yeah.
Oh, it's right here in Austin, Texas. Circle Brewery, they have their brew pub. You can go check out all their beers right there, and they are the official sponsor for OneOfUs.net.
Hell yeah.
You're drinking a...
The Hefeweizen is pretty good.
Yeah, the Circle Blur. It's my favorite, too.
Yeah, I actually just like... I don't even like beer, and I like these guys. It's nice. It's a nice flavor to it. It's good stuff.
Check out Circle Brewing, the official sponsor for OneOfUs.net, and come visit them at their brew pub in Austin, Texas. OneOfUs.net is supported entirely by our subscribers, and that means you. You guys who are listening to this, we can't do this without you. Think about becoming a subscriber at the $2, $5, $10, or $25 level. Get lots of bonus content in our forums. And now our newest thing, we have a closed group on Facebook only for subscribers at any level. If you are already a subscriber or you just became one, please send an email to oneofusnet@gmail.com. Let me know what your Facebook page is, and I will add you to that closed group where we'll be having regular live videos and all sorts of special things, especially from the upcoming South by Southwest. You're not going to want to miss that.
I don't know how aggressive you guys are in your personality, but from once we start the show, every person that comes in just be like, come on. Just like give like not a fuck you or anything, but just be like. Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are coming live from the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Make some noise,
yay!
Blind Tiger.
Hey, live, Blind Tiger. We're doing it live.
We are pleased as punch
to
have
live.
You as our guest. But we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Our three topic questions. Topic number one, movie monster throwdown. Who or what is the best movie monster ever?
Oh, yeah. No! Movie monster throwdown!
It can be a human, alien, creature, or whatever.
Who's the best?
Is that a Food Network show?
Topic number two, tell us about your worst Halloween experience. Think about it, everybody. We all have a Halloween experience. And topic number three, vampire throwdown.
Oh.
Who's your favorite vampire from everything? Ever?
Like, who do you like? Bram Stoker's, Monster Squad, fucking...
Twilight.
Like, who's your favorite Dracula?
Vampires versus zombies.
Yeah, right.
Plants versus vampires.
Abraham.
Who's your favorite Twilight? Who's your favorite Twilight? Bram Stoker or Blade?
There's not a theory, but it's just a certain language that poor inner city youth speak. And I say it's Mexican kids mostly, but, you know, I've never seen other races... And, like, they speak, as far as movies, they don't say an actor's name. They say the name of the movie they're in. So give the...
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Is, if you're talking about Liam Neeson on the south side of San Antonio, you say, like, hey, is that movie Taken in it?
Who's the scarier monster, Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Who's the scarier monster, Nightmare on Elm Street?
Answer this question. Here, a quick test. Quick test.
What's that movie where Forrest Gump has AIDS?
Philadelphia. See, very good. So you speak Mexican. So the flip of that is during Halloween, because they don't say, are you going to be Freddy Krueger? They're going to be like, hey, dog, you're going to be Nightmare on Elm Street? Like, they say the whole movie. They're like, you're going to be Halloween or are you going to be Scream?
Or I'm going to be Friday the 13th, bro.
Damn, part six. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they're like, let's go to the movies. What do we see? Let's see Jason.
What's your favorite Jason part
That's
six?
That's what they say. Yeah. What's your favorite Jason
What's your favorite Jason part six or part five?
Yeah.
The one with the girl with the second powers?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Jason movie? Part six or part
the
five?
One where,
yeah.
And then, the one where he fights Nightmare on Elm Street, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. The one where he fights Nightmare on Elm Street. Gabe, what do you got?
Yeah, well, but then they get it the other way with Child's Play. They always call it Chucky.
Yeah.
What's up with that? They got it backwards.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like when you're talking about, they don't say Child's Play. They're like, hey, did you see a new Chucky? Hey, what are you going to go as for Halloween? Fucking Child's Play? So it's Halloween time. Halloween time is the favorite time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And we all love it. Yeah. We're all horror movie fans up here. And I'm just like, I'm super excited because I get to shop like a normal person would shop. Like, because all of the clothes that I like to wear throughout the year are now on sale at like Target and stuff.
No, but you wait till
November 1st.
November 1st.
Yeah. Which is my Black Friday.
That's your Black Friday, yeah.
Because I get all my shit. Like, I'm going to – hopefully they won't sell out. But I've been trying to get a Freddy Krueger sweater.
Like a Nightmare on Elm Street sweater?
Yes, I'm sorry. A Nightmare on Elm Street sweater for 50% off day after Halloween so then I can wear it on Christmas because it's Christmas colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's red and green. As – so what I've been told.
Yeah. Larry's colorblind.
And so then I'll wear that actually with some brown pants and a fedora. And just
Christmas.
Is it like, hey, Merry Christmas. And then someone's going to be like, hey, look like Nightmare on Elm Street. Because of my acne scars.
So terrible.
But do you have any plans for Halloween?
I don't have any plans. I do. There is something I want to talk about. You know, so we're talking about scary stuff. You know what's really scary is identity theft.
Shit. Is this a LifeLock commercial?
Yeah, I was going to say. You know, we lock you down in here in this basement so we can sell you timeshares.
No.
I'm scared about having a vacation.
So what's scary is identity theft. What's scarier than identity theft is when they steal your identity and they make money off of you, right? So let me go back a little bit. So Larry one time went to a Spencer's one time. And he took
Why are you calling me out, bro?
No, well, because one time you went to a Spencer's.
Fuck yeah, I did.
And you took a picture of this toy, and it was called the Masturbating Mini-Man.
Yeah.
Right?
This is true.
And it's this little...
At Larry Garza Comedy, go to my Instagram.
And it's a picture... It's a little wind-up toy of a little man that's jacking off. He's a little naked man. And I was really taken back because the toy looked exactly like me.
Uncanny.
It was like a 3D image scan that
now,
they
I have a full
they 3D printed Jess jerking
off. Yeah, so
off.
I have a full beard now, but normally I always had just a regular goatee. And this toy, like, they're making money off my likeness. I don't appreciate that. And the reason why I bring it up because my friend Brant Bumpers also went to a Spencer's and he goes, "Hey, I got you a gift," and he fucking bought me.
Masturbating
midget man. Look at this fucking thing. They're making money off me.
All right,
I don't see a cent of this shit. That's scary.
Yeah, but do you have license for your image and likeness?
Well, I do now. Like, I fucking paid $150 bucks for IMDb Pro.
It's because all those times.
Wait, jerk off.
Very good.
Very good.
It's all those times
It says also that, so it says this masturbating midget man.
Midget too.
Yeah,
that's fucking.
So come
offensive.
On, man. I'm 5'5". That's SA tall.
Yeah, that's midget tall. I'm sorry. That's little person NBA.
Fucking assholes at Pipe Dream Incorporated. Made masturbating.
Is that really the company?
Yeah, Pipe Dream is the name of the company that makes a toy.
Call them out, dude.
Masturbating midget man. This tiny tucker is locked and loaded.
Does it come? That's what always freaked me out about sex toys is that they're cute until they come. Yeah,
Wait, you can
say the same thing about guys.
So it has a little thing where you can go through.
It lines up.
It says, "Try me and buy me."
All right, someone bought.
Oh, Lord, you've said that before, too.
You should just have that on that.
That's a quote.
That's why I'm pissed off, because they fucking had me say that one time in public. And I'm like, "Hey, try me, buy me." And girls like, "No." And then,
you break you by.
And so Pipe Dream, like, there he goes. He's
look, so, at, him, well,
look at the back of the
podcast.
Picture. It's insane.
You winded it. Show the jerk off.
All right, I'm sorry.
Those of you listening at home. Yeah, we got to post a video of this little toy.
And that's really generous on the dick, dude. I mean,
it's a lean dick. I like it.
That's a torso. That dick is as long
as
his torso.
He's using two hands, grip,
just like you do.
Yeah.
See, and you can tell that's an old toy because he's using two hands and not holding a cell phone.
And he still has his underwear on.
That's Jess. That's what's creepy about it is that Jess definitely leaves his
tidy whiteys on.
No, it should
be. Because he doesn't want to dirty his couch.
That's what I'm saying. The reason that they have that is because you left your Xbox Kinect on one day and like the camera was on and they just like got the downloaded picture.
You know, it's because he doesn't want streak marks on his couch.
No, it's fine. Or my computer chair that I paid $200 for because it's a gaming chair. So... Anyways, I just...
Because he's had a beanbag up his ass before, and he doesn't want that experience.
You try getting up from one of those beanbag comfy seats after
you come?
He's evolved from...
Oh, man.
He's
evolved from just... You're just a turtle on his back.
Sleeping on dirty laundry.
All right.
Now he's got nice stuff.
I guess I'll fall asleep.
Anyways.
And then Velcro my dick off my stomach.
The back says, big things come in small packages. Come on. Big things come in small packages, and masturbating midget man is no exception. Wind him up and watch this pint-sized player beat his micro-sized manhood. This shrimpy stoker, fuck you! This shrimpy stroker is stocky, cocky, and ready to party all night long. This is scary. This is Halloween, because this is... Somebody took my likeness. They took this fucking situation. Oh, goddammit. All right. And they're making money off of me, and I'm not seeing a penny. So identity theft is scary.
That's real. What
I want to say, and it's real. So
buy LifeLock.
Put a post-it on your webcam.
Life Alert. No, LifeLock.
I've fallen and I can't get up. I've fallen and I can't get up. Sir, what's your emergency? They made this jerking off toy and it looks like me, and I don't have any money.
So put a post-it on your webcam.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. Protect your passwords. Switch them out every
once in a while. Let me throw that out there. And go to the mic if you guys have an answer, because I'm going to answer right now. How would you feel if you found a humiliating sex toy that looked like you? Like, how would that make you feel? Because that's happened to me before, because they call it the womb broom.
Right.
And it was like this bearded thing womb broom. Isn't that tasteful? And it was like some sort of like French tickler thing that like, you know, you put on your face when you're going down on a chick. The broom thing would like tickle or fancy, and I'm like,
that looks just like me.
Yeah, it looked like Abraham Lincoln, to be honest with you. But no, everyone would be okay
so,
if they had a sex toy that looked
so
like
also,
them. All right, there's a Barack Obama dildo. Did you know that? There's a Barack Obama dildo.
Yeah. It's just got his head at the end of a dildo.
No, it's Google. There's tons of jokes that I could tag to that. But it's true. There's a Barack Obama dildo.
I believe it.
I'm sure there's a Trump one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It costs a lot more money, and it doesn't do what it says it's supposed to do on the box. The Obama dildo, at least, you know.
The Trump dildo would be a lot smaller than the Obama dildo, I would think, too.
Oh, because it's for guys?
Yeah, probably.
It's a prostate massager. Hey, man, build a wall.
Anyways,
that's fucking
self-confidence is also scary because
you know why Brant's a better friend?
Why is he a better friend?
Because I took a picture and sent it to you, but he actually bought it for you.
Right.
Yeah, he's a better friend.
Yeah, he goes, look what I found. I found the toy that Larry put online to humiliate you.
I didn't know I did it.
I know you didn't. I know.
I put it online to be like, Jess, look, you're famous.
Yeah, and you tagged my mom and my parents and my friends.
Wait, what are you going to say? We missed out for your answer too, but...
Stormy Daniels like went on like the Tonight Show and shit and said like it's about like that big.
She did about Trump's dick. No,
about Trump's dick.
It's not Obama's dick. That's the thing about the vibrator. Like it's the shape of Obama's body, like his head, his suit, and that's the vibrator. But if you were to buy a vibrator that looked like Trump's dick, like it would, I don't know.
It'd just be really small.
It looked like Toad.
Like Toad. Like that's from Mario Kart.
That's what it was said. They said it looked like Toad from Mario Kart.
I wonder if he had like the red dots.
Because I remember that happened. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Toad's trending on Twitter. And I got excited because I like Mario Kart and I like Toad. And I look it up and it's just dick, Toad, dick, Toad.
But would that be worse than a dildo of Trump's body?
I think that would
be
because I've heard women like girth more than they like length, and he's a girthy guy.
All right, so
and
that
so
would be better.
When they get the hilt of that butt, that's just
diaper butt
hitting the diaper butt. Yeah. That's just like Squirtsville.
Speaking of Squirtsville,
yeah,
Make America Squirt Again. So,
speaking of making America squirt again, this toy, this toy is actually make it scary because it's like how much self-confidence I think I have, and I'm scared that it might like come out because I've had weird dreams lately about having too much self-confidence, and so one,
I've had these nightmares.
No, like, hear me out.
I like myself.
It's really weird. So this toy came out, and I was not ashamed or scared to bring this up and bring up.
Yeah, it's a good-looking guy, man.
It's a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had a new doctor, and I went to go get a physical, and he goes, all right, let's see the family jewels. And I was, like, in the gown, and I was naked. And I...
Jess has giant balls, by the way.
Without missing a beat, I haven't had a physical in years, and without missing a beat, he's like, you got it, Doc, and I just dropped, like, everything, and I was naked.
Because you're wearing a onesie, and he just fucking where he will just blop.
And I was, and consciously, as I took the rope off, I was like, man, I don't know this dude, and I just straight up went for it, and I didn't even think twice. I was comfortable.
Because you're in your Totoro onesie that you just unzipped, and you're like, there you go.
But it's a doctor, at least.
Yeah, but I haven't been to a physical or a doctor or anything like that had like a full-blown like derobe physical, right? Top to bottom, yeah. Engine check or whatever,
yeah.
And he said, let's check the family jewels, and I was like, oh, you got it, Doc. And then like just there and cough, blah blah blah, and he goes, do we, and this was hilarious, he goes, you need a rectal exam? Like, I don't think so. Here, let's take a look real quick, and here, just kind of lean over a little bit, you got it. I didn't lean over, I just straight up went,
yeah,
and
right.
Just and I think my mind, I'm like, man, I'm really comfortable, like I felt, yeah, yeah. Cool. So the reason
and he was, I'm sorry if I come fast.
So the reason I bring this up is because I've been at the past year and a half, I've had these weird reoccurring dreams that I'm in public places without wearing a shirt, and I'm just like in like tight like boxer briefs.
Nice. Oh,
and I'm, wow. Like, and I'm like normal as is, and I'm walking around, and I don't give
nightmare?
A fuck.
That's
no,
a
it's not a nightmare. It's weird because I'm walking around in Walmart.
That's gold.
And I just like, I feel okay. And people are like, oh, like look at him, like, why is he walking in his underwear? It's because I feel good. And then I wake up like, like, it's weird because how not scared, how much of a nightmare it isn't. And so it's weird.
You go, huh, self-confidence.
It's like, okay, no,
I feel good about myself.
I get it. Yeah. It's like when people have those, like, you're walking through school naked dreams,
right.
And it's kind of weird and it's kind of nightmarish, but it's like that, but not scared.
Yeah, I was weirded out, but the fact is not scared. So all this comes together of having those dreams.
This is a weird deception thing.
This fucking toy being totally cool with sharing it with everybody, and then derobing in front of a total stranger. Granted, he's my doctor, but... I just thought it was weird that I was totally comfortable with him. I was like, just, yeah, here we go. There it is. I thought it was unusual. So self-confidence. It's scary. Happy Halloween. Keep it spoopy.
You got spooped up, dude.
I did get spooped up.
Like, where was the doctor?
Well, in the doctor's like, office. It wasn't like...
Was it?
Yeah.
What do you think? Was it like
in the back of
a
taqueria?
No, like a strip mall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, we haven't put up our signage yet. You know, we're still remodeling and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
she went to the Dollar Tree.
No, this is a Dollar
Patrol
Tree.
And,
it is a Dollar
the
Tree.
The Pizza Patrol and a Dollar Tree. And then
yeah, exactly.
No, it was way
Fernando Reyes, MD.
Yeah, just in a handwritten sign.
No, it's in the paint that you do on taquerias.
It's on a chalkboard.
Rectal exam rectal exam $99, but before 10 a.m. like with the tacos.
It's, no, the rectal exam's free with
purchase of three tacos.
Purchase of, like, you know,
that's why you ask so casually
with free rectal.
That's why you
exam.
Ask so casually. You don't want a rectal exam? I'm like, I don't know.
It's like asking for brownies of Bill Miller. Sorry, people not from San Antonio.
Yeah,
it's like if it's 9 p.m. and they're closing, you're getting it for free. You're getting brownie on your finger for free.
Well, anyways, I felt good about my body, and that was weird. And I think that was weird. It's scary.
Yeah, it is weird.
I
feel uncomfortable now with clothes on. So, yeah, if I was to walk around with boxer briefs and confident about it, I'd be like, the brain tumor's back. There's
I thought it was a little unusual. I think maybe it was weird. I don't know. I thought it was appropriate for Halloween.
Spooky.
That's why I brought it up. It's spooky.
It's spooky. So yes. There's this debate. Is it spoopy or spooky?
No, there's no debate.
I agree right. with you. I'm
yeah,
an adult.
Because it could be both.
No.
So that's why there's no debate.
No, there's three sexes. So thank you, guys. We're going to continue on. Happy Halloween to our spooky live public access edition.
Boo! People,
fucked in this basement.
Pirate ghost. So, Jez, what do we have going on this week?
Hey, everybody. It's time for my topic, the topic of the evening that I like to call, Yeah, I'm looking at that. It's a segment where I talk about movies and games and fun stuff like that. And hopefully, the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners all over the world and fuck dungeons across the United States, such as this one, after they hear about said stuff is, Yeah, I'm looking at that. So, you may or may not have heard, I'm not sure, right? But there's a new Halloween movie out. Like, yeah. like a Michael Myers movie, like damn Halloween, good. Like yeah. A Halloween movie, right?
Yeah.
So, directed by David Gordon Green and co-written by, he works with Danny McBride.
He's related to Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I was going to ask that.
And they do all the funny stuff. They do all those shows, but they decide to dip into horror and make a sequel to Halloween. And the unique thing about this, it's interesting, is that they scrap all existing Halloween movies and go, they don't exist. And this is a direct sequel to the original one, which I think is weird because they kind of did that already.
Well, Halloween 2 is literally
right
afterwards,
right.
Halloween 1 ends.
Yeah, and this is...
They did it with Chainsaw 3D.
But what this movie presupposes is what if they did it?
So we got Jamie Lee Curtis coming back. And she spent the whole 40 years waiting to hunt Halloween. It's out there. There's trailers everywhere. It's not like a big new thing. And it looks cool. I'll probably see it tomorrow. And hopefully it'll be pretty neat.
Can't wait till the red boxes during Christmas. Ah, get it for $5. SD.
Dollar.
Dollar?
Yeah.
That's badass.
$1.50.
I'm going to jump right in. It's going to inspire this topic that we're going to jump right into because I think there will be a lot of answers online and also in the audience because this is a broad question.
Everyone should have an answer to this question.
If you don't answer, then, you know, what are you doing here?
It's time for Movie Monster Throwdown. Who or what is the greatest movie monster of all time?
This is Guy Fieri, and we're here for Movie Monster Throwdown. You got your favorite movie monster? We're going to throw a patty with some mac and cheese on it.
It's time to go to Monster Town. I'm taking the subway down 281 and getting in the 255 bus and dropping $1.50 pass down Monster Town.
Oh, man, this is like the abortion clinic in Monster Town.
I've
always waited for that. If he didn't like something in Flavortown, what would it be? Like, oh, this is a slum.
Oh, it's at the corner of Naco Perrin and Nacogdoches and Parabita, right across from the McDonald's and next to that Firestone of Flavortown.
Yeah. I'm a chef that doesn't like eggs. Yes. All right, sorry. Continue.
Anyways. God damn it. Just Monster Movie Throwdown. What is the best movie monster of all time? The new movie Halloween inspires that because he's one of the most popular, iconic horror movie killers.
Is he a monster?
Well, he counts. I added that stipulation in the question. It could be a human. It could be a beast. It could be an alien. It could be a creature. It could be whatever. Horror movie antagonist, however you want to say it. But we're just going to say they're movie monsters. All of them. Because can be monsters.
Calm down.
All right. So, Michael Myers inspires a question. Who's your favorite? Who's the best movie monster of all time? I say the best movie monster of all time is Alien. This is original Alien. Fucking HR.
Got it. Applause. Yeah.
HR
Puffin stuff.
HR Puffin stuff's original.
Gigger.
Yeah, Gigger.
HR Gigger.
HR Gigger counter.
Mm-hmm. Giga.
Looks like a dick, fucks like a dick, kills like a dick. Yeah. Love the Alien. It's so cool.
Mouth in a mouth. Spooky.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's
spooky.
Acid for blood.
Yeah,
Dudes pregnant.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's like basically like giant ants. They're like really irritating. They just fuck shit up. Like they don't have any purpose in life. They just fucking kill people. They don't do anything except for colonize, multiply, and fuck shit up like bad ants. That's like the definitive like monsters.
But Predator kills them, dog.
The Predator hunts them. Like Predator uses the magnifying glass on those fire ants.
You saw that Predator movie, they had a fucking alien skull in the background, dude.
I know. And then they made a movie about it, dog.
I know.
Right?
And a video game, dude. AVP, dog.
AVP, dog. The arcade one was badass, dog.
It was.
Yeah, it was like Capcom, dog. It was like Final Fight, but they had aliens and predators.
I wish you could be Jesse the Body Ventura in it, but you can't. You only be the alien or predator. I was like, that's bullshit.
Hey, whatever. Hey, so anyways, that's my answer.
Alien.
The alien. Yeah. The xenomorph is what they called it in the sequel. Yeah.
One of the aliens.
The OG alien. Because there's many versions, but I go with the OG, the original. The old school skinny tall one that
so
fucks you up.
My answer, because there's a difference between the best and your favorite. So my favorite is obviously Leatherface. Leatherface is my favorite all time ever. I named my son Gunner after the original Leatherface. But is he the best? No. Yeah. And why is he not the best? Because he's human and he can get killed. So my favorite is Jason Voorhees. Ooh, okay. And the reason why I'm going Jason Voorhees mm-hmm. is because he has the charm of like, oh, he's just a kid, right? Like, he's just a kid that the
is camp that what, counselors. Is that what it is?
They can't, hold on. It's layers, right? He's an onion like Shrek, right? And so like, oh, shout out to Shrek for being another good movie monster. yeah. And so
he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, one of the good ones. Yeah, one of the good ones. Get out of my swamp. Drain the swamp. And so Jason is a kid who, mm-hmm. you know, was, tardy. And then he, he was late.
Right.
You know, because he was retarded. And he, he ended up drowning because the camp counselors are fucking.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, spoiler alert, the first one. He didn't even kill nobody, you know.
Yeah, he was an innocent victim the whole time.
His mama did, but then fucking Jason comes up at the end out of Camp Crystal Lake.
He was just holding his breath the whole Crystal time.
Lake. Yeah, I know. He's all like fucking psych, right? And then fucking killed that guy. And then on part two, he's a grown up and he wears a burlap sack. Mm-hmm. And then on part three, he steals that douchebag's hockey mask, and then he just doesn't die. And they blow him up. They fuck
the
him
army
up.
Shoots him up.
The army shoots space. Him up. He goes to space on Jason X, which is 10. Like, right?
He fucks up Freddy Krueger.
He fucked up Freddy Krueger, and he uses anything. He uses a machete. He uses a weed whacker.
You in a sleeping bag?
That's my favorite kill. Yeah, that was the end one, is when the people were fucking, and he zips them up, and that was a sturdy sleeping bag, BT Dubs.
It was like an 80s. Like,
They were made to, like, not break, you know, so
roughing it.
Definitely so, Columbia or
so
North
can you imagine fucking? I'm sure we've all fucked here, right? Can you imagine being like mid coitus, and then just getting slammed against a tree?
Well, you wouldn't know. Right? You'd be like, wait, what's happening?
I'm dead. And then for like a second, right? Because it's like super hard, like against the tree, and then like, oh no, I'm impaled. And then he gets killed, and nothing kills him. And he even went to hell, bro, when fucking Nightmare on Elm Street fucking grabbed his mask and and dragged him to hell.
Love that one.
But he still keeps coming back for more. He's
but real
he's
quick, the best. there's like a chicken and the egg type of thing. So like, Jason like drowned, right? And so that's why his mom killed all the cabin counselors. And
but she didn't realize he was invincible,
right? So. But as it turns out...
Because he has Down syndrome, he can't die.
No, he's just really good at holding his breath. So that's what I'm saying.
Because he has Down syndrome or whatever.
Sure, he's just really good at holding his breath.
He has tiny lungs.
So here's the thing. So the
that
mom...
That extra chromosome is like gills.
That's not what happens.
It's science.
I think what's missing is Camp Crystal Lake has a couple of cans of plutonium, and that's the toxic Avenger powers.
The other fucking counselors would be all fucking chwek.
Well, we wouldn't know because they died before they grew up with like fucking two dicks and all kinds of webbed feet and shit because they got murdered.
What's the whole goddamn point of this?
The point of it is...
Kevin Bacon.
No.
Boom. Because he's in the first one, 6 degrees
of
Kevin Bacon.
The point I was making is that, so Jason's mother kills these camp counselors because Jason died.
She thought.
But Jason was actually alive. So did the first camp counselors die in vain because... If he's still alive,
either way, they weren't paying attention.
But there was no kids because they were getting the camp ready
for
the kids.
It's this unending cycle.
They signed releases. Those people knew what they were in charge of.
And that's why Jason's the best.
No. Okay. So my answer, finally, God damn it, is I thought you were going to say my answer, which is okay. Aliens, they've been killed by things. Jason, he died. The only reason he came
back
is because they wanted to make a sequel.
Oh, don't fucking throw in movie shit.
Listen, everyone knows the best, and we're saying best, not fair, best movie monster is goddamn Nightmare on Elm Street, bro.
Yeah, see, that was going to – I was flipping and flopping. I thought you were going to say Nightmare on Elm Street, bro.
Blow up an alien. You can freaking chop up whoever you want. Anything in this physical realm you can destroy. It's physics, right?
Right.
Freaking Freddy Krueger gets you in your dreams. You can't stop that. The only reason there are multiple one of those movies, or the only reason he lost in those movies is because, like, he technically didn't.
No,
well,
because
Jason tore a rip in Death's design, bro.
No, that's a bunch of crap.
That's a lot.
Anyway.
But here's, okay.
So anyway, that's why he's the best. And you can all stand up right here and defend whatever you want to. Feel free to come up to this mic.
But he's a bad man.
We all know.
He was a child.
Who here can
killer.
Lucid dream? Raise your hand if you can lucid dream and actually can control the stuff.
No, but that's the whole thing time. Because the teenagers, they use their dream confidence to beat Freddy. Ergo, like, if I have my dream.
My confidence at the age of 17.
My
you
dreams.
Me? Those kids know nothing about themselves.
What? My
Johnny
self-confidence.
Depp
my
was in-
my body self-confidence dreams. Right? The ones I just talked about, the my new self-confidence where I feel really good about my body, can take on fucking Freddy Krueger because
now,
I feel
Johnny
really
Depp,
good about
Johnny
myself.
Depp was a Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger was in Freddy versus Jason with Jason, and Jason was on Friday the 13th with Kevin Bacon. So... Point proven, Jason.
Anyways,
wait, that's
so Freddy,
why my favorite.
So Freddy Krueger would show up and he's like, "Oh, you're fat." And I'm like, "No, I'm like good looking." And he'd be like,
"You're confident."
And he'd be like, "No, I'm dying," because that's how you kill Freddy Krueger. You're confident in your dreams.
Reach
that's how they
touch
them.
Until
bitch.
They make a Nightmare on Elm Street with you in it,
oh, man.
He's going to be pretty much invincible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How is he going to beat you, dude?
No, he can't. And then it's going
to be he's going to be a giant Cuban sandwich. He's gonna be
no.
I have ham and bacon, and Jess is gonna be like Gomer, just hum.
And it's gonna be that video game thing too, where he's like, "Oh, like I'm a video game," and I'm like, "Well, I can beat you." Yeah,
then, you're like, "Well, I took this week off to beat you."
Yeah, I that's why Freddy Krueger's great. He's
so
great,
guys,
but I could beat him.
If you have an answer, go to the microphone.
Please, I want to hear your answer.
Please, and if you don't have it, what's your best? Movie monster lady, you're tardy too.
Here's Facebook answers for their. Once again, this is just their favorite.
No best.
Who is the best to them? Of course, this is all subjective. Carrie Rez says Melvin Ferd, aka the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah,
right. This guy is a self-proclaimed vigilante slasher and wears a pink tutu the whole movie.
And he still gets girls.
And he's gross, but he still gets girls.
Yeah. Alfred Perez says Godzilla, God effing Zilla. Right. So. But you can kill Godzilla.
Chill out.
Athena Wood says that bearded dude in LARP, I believe his name is Brant Bumpers. He scared and intrigued me.
Fuck
I would happily
Brant
have
Bumpers.
Him over for Pantit and Lumpia anytime. Marvin Lanier says Alien by far, so we got to vote for Alien.
Yeah.
Timmy Elliott says.
Not Aliens.
No, just Alien.
Oh, see, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Timmy Elliott says obviously Godzilla. Matthew Wayne says Graboids from the movie Tremors.
So, sandworms?
They get you from below, though.
Sandworms. Dog. Sandworms.
Hey, you know, is it Tremors?
Kevin Bacon.
That's right.
Tremors, they can hear you.
Angela Bezos says, Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. That movie taught us that you can be whoever you want to be because everyone else will assume you're joking.
Yeah. That American accent's monster. that
Dick's
a monster.
Eric Genovese said, the Alien Queen, because it's okay to do horrible things to children as long as their mother isn't around.
Oh, from Independence Day 2 or what?
No.
No, that's what I thought you meant, dog.
Travis K says, sad I can't be there again. Just give my fanboy belt to Benjamin and let him and Carlos duke it out. I'm on baby dude. Oh, this isn't even an answer.
Oh,
no, he goes, anyway, Bill Paxton, Pooh Monster in Weird Science.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Or the Tornadoes in Twister. I don't know if that's
a monster.
That's
Bill Paxton. I mean, it's a villain. That's for sure.
Nature can be a monster.
Antagonist.
Nature can be a monster.
Antagonist.
Yeah, antagonist. Yeah.
And Carlos Castro says, the humans in the mist.
Ooh, that's
people.
Deep.
People.
Yeah, we're
dog.
The real monsters, everybody.
People. Damn. Self-righteousness, dog.
Nobody have any answers? Oh, okay.
Davis.
The Thing.
Yeah.
Each part is a whole. And but specifically the one where they're trying to resuscitate and the fucking chest opens and bites their hands off.
Chest bite. Yeah. Thing is good. That's up there.
That's a good answer.
You don't know who is the bad guy either.
Yeah.
Fucking John Carpenter. Dude.
And it starts as a doggy.
It does.
Everybody likes doggy.
Just like Jason started.
Yeah, Paranoia is the monster dog.
I know, dude. Fucking, what's that movie where death's like imminent? What's that movie called?
Final Destination,
dude.
That's right, dog.
That's the best monster,
and
dude.
And Candyman.
Death's design is the scariest monster. Yeah.
Candyman, dog.
Death is imminent. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was making fun of you.
Tori Poole.
Oh, yeah.
Nice Freddy Krueger dress.
Eat a dick.
we can. We have
this is,
pull it out.
So I was going to say in the beginning of The Howling, everybody in The Howling, really, like all the werewolves in The Howling, but specifically the one that makes her watch porn.
The one that smells her, playing with herself. Yeah. That's a good one, dude.
That's a badass werewolf.
That got creepy. If I was a werewolf, I'd fucking smell.
You'd smell?
I'd smell Snatch.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because you think about it.
Yeah, they can do that.
Good answer. That is the best monster.
Heightened olfactory senses.
Yeah, and but it's just doggy style all the time.
Yeah, how scary is that? You're just doing your job. You're a weather woman, and then boom, you turn into a werewolf. That's scary.
And it's like, but you're used to it as a person who watches it and goes, oh, I guess it's full moon tonight.
I guess it's Werewolf Wednesday.
Fuck. All right. Are we good with losing a kid? All right. So,
oh, we got another one.
Yes.
So I'd actually put an answer on the Facebook, but I realized that I had another monster that I like better. If anyone ever see Return of the Living Dead,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
Tarman, which
Tarman.
Is like,
yeah.
Ooh, Tarman yeah. fucked me up. The first time I saw it, I was a kid, and it gave me fucking nightmares.
Yeah.
The actor who's in that costume, he did such a good job of playing like somebody who looks like they're kind of falling apart.
Yeah, bones essentially.
Barely held together, walking around.
Yeah, Jeff Ehrman.
It was really convincing. And it's so fucked up because there's like two generations of fucking kids up because my son watched it with me. I thought he was asleep. I was holding him. He was like 2 years old.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I was just like watching movies on the computer, and he woke up and I looked I'm right in the middle of the basement scene with the tar man, and I looked down and I realized my son is awake. I thought he was asleep. And his eyes are like saucers. And I was like, oh fuck, I just fucked up my kid. Like, accidentally. But yeah, the tar man is genuinely frightening to me to this day.
He's badass.
That'd be a good question for like what's the first thing that scared you when you were a kid?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
first movie monster.
Tarzan.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, speaking of things that gave you nightmares as kids, anyone ever watched that Courage the Cowardly Dog episode with the Return the Slab? You know, that creepy, like, okay. No one?
No, but that was a very scary cartoon, though. Like, that cartoon was too scary for kids.
Is that the one where it's the ass is a cat and its head's a
dog? It's a dog and the grandma, and they live with the old grandpa who can barely see in just this old house. It's a very scary cartoon, man. It's just dark. I don't understand why it was for kids at all.
Yeah, the cartoon you're thinking of is a strip called Cat and Dog.
That's scary because that's like a reverse human centipede. They're just shitting each other. That always said they would eat and they would just shit in each other and they would throw it up.
They'd poop it out out their mouth. Yes, sir.
Invader Zim was another creepy one that was like for kids too. But
yeah, that was dark and weird.
Yeah, it was dark and weird. Anyways, so what about Frankenstein's monster? Like, we're throwing it back now.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah. But
why was he the best?
Well, think about it. Like, so Freddy Krueger wouldn't have any effect on him because he's an undead abomination.
Yeah.
I think maybe he could probably hold his own against Jason Voorhees too because, you know, Jason Voorhees is just one body, whereas Frankenstein is stitched together from a bunch of different bodies powered
Jason
by electricity.
Got blown up, fool.
Jason
got blown up. All right, and then he fucking SpongeBob, dude.
Fucking just, like,
I get your argument. If he's not going to dream, all right, he can maybe survive.
Yeah, but Dracula don't dream.
How do you know? He sleeps.
No, yeah, he has to sleep during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Freddy Krueger
that book, Do Androids Dream of Vampire Sheep?
No,
we can talk about that later. My question.
That's Blade Runner.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. Good answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the
plus, Frankenstein's monster has an enormous schwanstilker.
Yes, it's very nice.
Hey.
Yeah, that's young Frankenstein.
Oh, sweet mystery of life. At last I found you.
Well, so, Jez. Speaking of identity theft and people making toys out of you that look like you're jacking off and you didn't sign off of that, you don't make any money off of that. Halloween is a really cool looking remake. I think it'll be neat. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's in theaters right now. It's rated R and it's got Jamie Lee Curtis. It's got everyone's favorite Michael Myers. Halloween.
Rated R.
Rated R. So, Halloween. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right. Now it's time for my segment called Dad's Cornered.
Hooray!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
This part of the segment, you know, I love every year because it's Halloween time. And if anyone's seen that meme that says he's just going through a phase, and it has the mother, the father, and the daughter that are all goths, and then the son is like wearing a sweater vest, that's my life. And we're all, me and the wife and the daughter, we're all kind of dark and into spoopy shit. Yeah, whatever. And my son, he's not. He's a fraidy cat, and he loves, you know, comic books and anime. So there's one of my favorite pictures is all of us are dressed as clowns, and we're all clowning it up and being all scary and freaky. And there's my son Gunner holding up his Iron Man costume. And so we're a bunch of clowns with Iron Man. And he's named after Leatherface. I can't repeat that enough. It's like you're fucking named after a horror movie icon. So hopefully it'll transition. And so
hopefully he'll like horrific imagery.
Exactly. He'll go through a transition. Right. And he's like, refer to me as Leatherface, right? Like that's
he's just gonna start wearing women's skin.
Yeah, exactly. Don't assume my gender, right?
There you go.
And so I'm like, you know what? I accept you for who you are. And so that brings my question is, what is your worst Halloween experience? Because I want him to have fun. So, you know, I just bought him a Goku costume today at Spirit, brought to you by Spirit. And, you know, did your business go out of business? Well, now it's a Spirit. Congratulations. And so it made me think, okay, I want him to have fun. Halloween's our favorite time of the year. And so what was my worst Halloween experience? And I'll start. I've talked about what she did to me before, but I remember going on my first date. I was 14 years old, and I loved Halloween. But it was at that point where I was still kind of self-conscious about liking it and liking all the dark stuff because girls like Tommy Hilfiger and Skechers and fucking douchebags.
Like
right?
that you said. I like that you said Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger. Him specifically. Like. Yeah. Like, right? They're like, hey, do your Red Wings have a Dooney duck on them? I don't fuck with you then, dog. And so I was like, these are Chuck Taylors. And I remember this one kid was like, fucking Rerun wore those. Like, I was a bitch because I had Chuck Taylors. And then Snoop Dogg wears them. And then they all started wearing them. And then I was a bitch because I didn't have blue ones. I was like, fuck you, man. Well, anyway, so she wanted to go in San Antonio's really famous. And it closed down because of gentrification. But Nightmare on Grayson. And so I know, right? And so it was my first date. It was a group date. And it was this girl. And she just got out of juvie, so I know how to pick them. And so I was really nervous, and I go with a group of people, and she was really forward because I was super shy, super self-conscious, and I wanted to dress up, like, because it was also
– It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween, you know, and I was like, no, I can't dress up. So I wore my nicest gold chain with
– You dressed up just in another way.
With my collarless shirt. You know, like the guy from Napoleon Dynamite that was like the cool kid, like those shirts.
Yeah.
And fucking Dockers, bro. And, you know, and my knockoff Skechers. And we went, and my godmother and my sister, they dropped me off, but they were like, we're going to wait for you down the street. And I was like, no, I might grab ass. And
did you do that in the – that's what you're supposed to do in the
– Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Okay. So I'm like we're in line and there's all these people. And I was really dorky and they were all telling her in front of me, you know, at 14, no, you could do better. let me introduce you to my friend, right? And I'm just like, I'm right here, right? And she was like, no, I like him. And it plants my first kiss on me. So this sounds like it would be my best Halloween experience. Well, there's nothing worse than wearing Dockers and having a boner in line to a haunted house. So it made it seem like I was really excited for this haunted house because I got cock. And like, so it was very noticeable. You know, and then the khakis are flesh colored, so my leg just looked like this big dick. And I'm just like, not that I have a, I mean, I got cock. And so, like, we were in line to go, and she was like in front of me, and I'm just fucking poor thing, just had this fucking doorstop just right in her butt crack. Yeah, and you know, she's like, I'm scared, no. And then I'm like, that's my dick, it's not me. And,
what? Damn it.
Right?
No.
But this was in front. It was a long line of people. So yeah. I had this fucking rock hard dick. It was my first kiss ever. So, and I'm ready to go. Like, I don't know why.
You're about to come.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I said, all guys are cute. Everything's cute until it comes. And so I was cute, but I was like, oh, hold back. And so then you go in and... The reason why I like horror movies so much, and the reason why I like scary stuff so much, is because it actually scares me. Like, I am generally afraid of clowns and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and that's why I like it. I enjoy getting scared. So now, during puberty, I go earlier. Okay, sure. Okay, it doesn't count. So
she was still late.
Going through puberty, you're turned on. You're with this chola who like forcefully likes you, who has this big old butt that you're door stopping, and then you're getting like scared. And I'm like, what kind of fetish is this going to create? Right. Yeah. And so then at the end of it, you know, she, I was like, well, I gotta go kiss my Ryan's here. And she's like, okay. So she plants another kiss on me. And then I had to use my braided belt to hide my dick, my hard dick. And so I had to basically asphyxiate my dick with my braided belt. And it was sternum. Right? You know,
like you're going to shoot heroin into it or something?
Yeah, I had to fucking tourniquet my dick so when I walked to my godmother's car, I wasn't there with just like, hey, how was it? Obviously, I had a great time. And so then she ended up cheating on me and getting pregnant. At 14.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was my worst Halloween experience.
That's a sliding doors moment, though. That's an alternate universe version of you.
If I had more confidence, if I had the confidence of a Jess Castro,
you would have gotten her pregnant.
I would have fucked her hard.
Right.
But I was so self-conscious, I just dry humped her in a fucking haunted house. Yeah. She was cool with it.
Yeah.
We've all been
because
there.
Because consent is hot.
Well said.
Thank you.
Mine's not
jerked
really
jerked off hard later.
Yeah,
sure, of course.
Mine's not really thrilling.
I gotta go to
restroom. Mine's not really thrilling. I think there was this one year where I just went way too nice guy, and I accepted like four. I think it was four invites to four separate Halloween parties all in one night.
He's popular, motherfucker. I felt bad bragging that I got cock, and this guy's all like, oh, I was invited to four Halloween parties.
No, but see, here's the thing. So maybe you know or not know this, but I'm really bad at making costumes.
Don't do it, Brent.
Sorry. I'm not really good.
No.
It's unstoppable force.
He will kill you.
I'm not really good at making costumes, and I did not make costumes for this night of going to four different things. And it was like, come to this party, it'll be fun, blah, 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 blah. And we were doing shows, and so I had some spare costume shit in the back of my trunk. And so I drew together this costume that I just said.
This was in your...
This was like year two of CAG or whatever.
You're in your 20s.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So... I put together this costume and I just said that, oh, I'm Christianity. It was the lamest fucking shit. I had this hat and like it was a Hawaiian shirt and I had a Bible and I'm like, oh, not real. Like I just like it was dumb.
Yeah,
it was really stupid.
You're
it sucked.
Guy.
I was that guy.
You're
it
that
sucked.
Meta costume
yeah,
guy.
It sucked. It was not good. It was bad, right?
Yeah.
So I went to party one and then they're like, what are you supposed to be? I'm Christianity. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, here's my party. And then I didn't get to talk to anybody because it was like one of those things where like, you get invited by one person. Well, that person's running the party, and then you're just among strangers, and I don't blend in well, and I got this dumb fucking costume, so I'm just sitting around there.
But no one knows it's a costume because
yeah,
it's regular
showed
clothes.
Up there. Yeah, they thought I was Cool Jack.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool Jack.
Sure they did.
And so,
you should have gone as Cool Jack.
I should have.
So when people ask you, who are you? I'm Cool Jack.
And then they're self-conscious because they don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, cool. I'm Cool Jack. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. It was just sunglasses away from being Cool Jack. So anyways, at parties, you expect food, right? So I didn't eat. And I was hungry. I was like, oh, well, I go to party one. They're going to have, like, pizza bagels and bagel pizzas and pizza rolls
and
shit.
You're thinking
like
of a kid's party in your 20s.
Yeah, right? So I go, and there's dumb shit like drinks and alcohol, Jello shots. Who eats Jello shots? Yeah. I want pizza rolls. So I was hungry. Party one. Didn't hang out with anybody.
You're tardy at the party.
And so I kind of like, well, hey, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to take off.
So pizza rolls to go.
No food to go.
There's no food.
Oh, there was.
No food. And so I was like, well, I can get some. On the way over there, but the next party's probably got food. Go over there. A, B, repeat. I go there, same fucking thing. Hey, welcome to my party. Blah,
Jello
blah, blah, blah,
shots.
Blah. Hey, I'm Christianity. Blah, blah, blah. Here, sit next to nobody. No food. Jello shots. Drinks. Fuck, I'm hungry. And just not socializing with anybody. Cool Jack outfit. Not working. Nothing's working all right. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I think there's gotta be food at party number three, which was all the way across the other side of town, which is like 30 minutes away. Same fucking
you're
thing.
You're passing by all these restaurants.
I'm passing by Burger King and all this shit and Halloween, and I wouldn't hold up the line because they wouldn't like, oh, you're like Dracula, whatever. No, I'm just in this regular outfit, so I would just get my food.
Jack in a box. The dude would have went, oh, Cool Jack.
That's the one place where that Jack in the Box, man.
Hey, Cool Jack.
You're getting free two tacos, man. Anything for Cool Jack.
So anyways, it was, the fourth one, I was like, surely there's got to be, like, something, like, ham rolls, or, like, toothpicks with olives on it, or something. I
can spinach
something.
Dip?
Yeah, something.
Some sort of artisan cheese or something.
Salmon croquettes or something, man.
Christini's.
Some basic party food.
But party four
antipasta.
It started as pizza rolls, so he just got the hungrier he got, the more like
fucking his palate got fucking snobbier.
All right, so what
happened? So party
you
four
love is free.
Party four, I gave up. I took the costume and just regular clothes. Like when you came on,
you took off the hat.
Yeah, I took off the Hawaiian shirt. That's all it was. And I'm like,
so you were just wearing swim trunks and a wrinkled
Mega Man shirt. Yeah, exactly. What are you supposed to be? I'm in my Jester outfit. It got the same reaction as fucking Christianity. It's like, oh, okay, that's lazy. You asshole came to my Halloween party not dressed up as anything. You got any food? No, of course you came to my party not in a costume asking for food, you fuck. Here, go talk to these people who I don't associate with, and then you have a horrible time. And the whole entire time, no food, no nothing, no socializing, no nothing. It was just kind of a really boring to me Halloween night. But I
guarantee everyone was having a good time drinking.
Everyone else had a great time. Yeah, exactly.
Because they're adults.
And they wore a costume.
Oh, right.
Yeah. To cap it off, I did go to Jack in the Box. That's not the lie. I did go to Jack in the Box, and I got the classic, you know, what do you call it? The
Jumbo Jack?
The Sourdough Jack. Two tacos and the potato wedges. It's pretty good.
Jeez.
Well, my worst Halloween story, I was raised Presbyterian. I don't know if any of you guys grew up in the church. But let's flash back to sixth grade where we had our Halloween at church. Who's here had a Halloween at church?
Yep.
That's the coolest.
Yeah.
My family was kind of poor, or they just didn't care about Halloween because I went as... No, check it out. Look, like I said, or my parents just didn't care about Halloween because I went as my football uniform from sixth grade.
He's laughing at you.
You should.
Cool Jack is laughing at you.
You should.
He has a masturbating figure of himself, and he's laughing at you. For wearing a football uniform.
I had a football uniform.
He didn't play football. No, you played football.
I didn't play football, yeah.
And then it was just a football uniform with this old castle or Grayskull, skull mask thing over it.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst.
Beetlejuice football player.
It gets even better because if you have Halloween at church, you don't get to go trick or treating, but you get to do this cool thing where you go into the big open area and all the parents sit in a big circle with candy in their laps, and you just walk around and each one of the parents just gives you candy at each one of these little chairs.
Oh, like a,
and how old are you?
11?
Okay. Well, sixth grade.
Right.
That's why that was funny, because it's like you picture a bunch of Draculas and Nightmare on Elm Streets and Halloweens and Friday the 13th, and then there's a football player. The visual.
So you're walking around just getting candy from parents sitting in chairs, and at the end, everyone got like a brown paper bag with an orange and apple and then more candy in it.
Yeah.
And it's just the most depressing, sad ever sort of Halloween.
Great. It was a lot more fun than just.
Yeah, at least
starving.
You got candy.
You got food.
I definitely ate a lot. There was like a pot.
What's also,
what's
cool about that is it's the trick or treat experience consolidated, and you get less of the walking around and the sweating and the humiliation of walking around in a football outfit not matching with all the other kids. So I think that's
look at
the bright side of it.
Yeah, there is kids that were super Christian at some of the schools that I went to, but they still dressed up and it was usually in sports attire, and I was like, at least you're.
Zombie baseball player.
Oh, I'm a referee.
Yeah, exactly. So if anyone has answers, please head up to the mic. We're going to
terrible Halloween experience.
Yeah, your worst Halloween experience.
Or if you've had Halloween at church, please, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Facebook answers.
Yeah, everyone here has had great Halloween experiences. You fucking liar.
It was hard for me to think, but that was probably the worst one. Alfred Perez on Facebook says, my first adult Halloween No candy, no traditional pigs in blankets that my mom had made since I can remember. No costumes, no tricks or treats, just work. I never get invited to parties, so that was out of the running, too. Carrie Reyes says, when I was shipped off to live with my grandma at about 7 years old, the first Halloween I spent with her, she was too lazy to take me trick-or-treating. She was also too lazy to get off the couch and pass out candy. So she made me pass out the candy to all the other kids in the neighborhood while dressed in my sad little hula girl costume.
Aww. Yay, you're Moana, babe.
To top it all off, she also wouldn't let me have a single piece of candy because it was for the actual trick-or-treaters. That's very sad. Timmy Elliott said, I got hit by a car while dressed as Superman.
No single bound?
The nice thing is that the guy's kids gave me like half of their candy because of it.
Don't call the cops.
Here, just give me candy. Guys, anyway,
I guarantee it was all Smarties. Like, it was all like fucking shitty candy.
It was
candy.
Smarties and the peanut butter, the black and orange peanut butter candies. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Fucking Tootsie Rolls.
Eric Genovese said, I never had a Halloween. Instead, we found the Indian community and ruined their Diwali celebration.
Oh.
Travis K said, Halloween 2002, Blue Chunks. It was my freshman year of high school, and instead of hanging out with friends, I got stuck doing a sleep study to find out if I had sleep apnea thanks to crappy tonsils. Oh, and I wound up getting Christmas and New Year's Day screwed that same year thanks to having those crappy tonsils removed. Aw, 2002 sucked.
Yeah, but the sleep apnea mask had to make it kind of cool.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, you know, like, who are you supposed to be? Oh, sleep apnea.
That is kind of scary.
Yeah,
though.
It is, yeah. You ever wake up to someone with one of those masks?
Sleep apnea, yeah, yeah, dude. That's, fucking, he's like, sleep apnea is like real life Freddy Krueger, man.
It is, huh? Yeah. Come hard.
Robert Hundley said, I dressed up like a Russian hooker and got hit on by drunk Navy officers. Free drinks, though.
Your fault.
That's a good one, though. Yes. Worst Halloween experience.
My first ever Halloween when I moved here to Texas
in
sixth grade.
Where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Word up.
You know, I was but a wee lass, and I had to take my little brother trick-or-treating. And so the first house we get to, we go up to the door, we ring the doorbell, and all of a sudden, I'm like shivering cold, and I realize I'm super sick, and all of a sudden, my little brother bursts into tears and barfs right on their doorstep.
Oh.
And we were like, oh my God, we need to go home. And the lady looks at us and she's like,
I can
just
legally
freaking
shoot
out.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Texas.
Right?
It was Texas.
And she's freaking out. And we just end up walking home. And my mom takes our temperatures. And they're both like 10 something or other. And we both ended up having like the flu. And yeah, it was terrible.
That's
so
sucks.
Like we had no candy or anything. That's, yeah.
And that was
it was just like
first Halloween in Texas.
Yeah. First Halloween.
Sorry. But the fever dreams, though.
Fever dreams are spooky.
It wasn't Texas.
Spoopy. They were spoopy. Yeah,
that's
spoopy.
Yeah.
It's not, it's spoopy. Not a word.
Fever dreams. Legit spoopy.
Well, thank you very much. That sucked.
Yeah. It did. It did.
Well, no, it did. Yeah, it was a point. Yeah, the worst one.
What about you? So I was like 11 or 12, and I went as the popular Marvel character we all know and love, Dusk. The alternate Spider-Man suit where it's just a black Spider-Man suit. Not the cool Venom one, just completely black because I didn't have time to paint the Venom stuff on it.
It wasn't symbiotic.
So
it was
people
just
thought that I was a shadow.
Yeah!
You're Peter Pan shadow.
Also known as the invisible pedestrian. And so I went around to every house where they're like, oh, you're a shadow. I'm like, yeah, sure. Just
and you're
candy.
Like, mammy.
No, that's not what happened.
And so I get like this giant bag of candy. Like I still fill a pillowcase of candy because like
you're there. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You're a blackhead begging for food. Yeah.
And so
literally he is.
I decide, smart guy that I am, to save the best for last, meaning eat all the bad shit first. So I had about a pound of Tootsie Rolls Halloween night.
Yep.
Fell asleep in my sister's bed and threw up Tootsie Roll all over her wall, projectile vomit.
Yeah.
And she thought I had diarrhea all over the wall.
And when you dipped, she dipped, we dipped.
Yeah, so it was her worst Halloween too, I'm sure.
Whatever it is, I think I see. Here comes diarrhea to me.
Tori Poole at ToriPoole.com.
I kind of follow poop.
Yeah. We all do, babe.
So, okay, so I did have the church thing, but it wasn't bad because it was like we got to like, we just got candy in one area. We didn't have to walk a lot. Like they were giving away cake stuff and like cakewalk, you know, and they gave away cakes and stuff. And then they just like, they, and then we got high behind the church. So that wasn't that bad. So your church experience was different from mine.
That's called grooming.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh man.
But I did get in trouble the week before Halloween when I was 16. So my mom made me work. And at that time, I worked at Nightmare on Grayson.
Oh, no.
And there was this little kid with a boner walking around.
And you were like, good boner, man.
Here, wrap that thing up with your braided belt, buddy. Come on.
Man, that kid's got cock.
I thought, khaki? What?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be fun, but it was not fun. Like, you know, everybody was drunk, you know, and I was one of the devils that would pop out of the window, you know, I had a secret drop door, and that night some really drunk girl like tried to make out with my mask and some guy flashed me
I didn't flash you, I was just trying to fucking
hide my boner.
It was horrible.
I saw all these body parts and like people were really mean and drunk and I was like, who gave these people booze? And then on the way
home, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, it was for me. And I was part of the haunted house. Yeah. But on the way home, also, I got followed by some weirdo, too. So it was the worst. And but it was really impressive how he could lift his junk up to be seen.
Hey.
Thanks, gentrification. They're probably fixing that.
Exactly,
now.
Right?
No more of that.
He's like, that's levitation, Holmes. Maybe it's fucking David Blaine just like fucking lifting up and then just junk in your face. Yeah. And it's like, I'm impressed but offended at the same time.
So, I had the church thing reminded me of something because I didn't think I had any bad Halloween experiences until you mentioned church.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. See, the bad experience is like getting blocked out. Yeah.
No, like, the thing is, like, I hadn't grown up in church or anything, but I had a best friend who had like a weird, like a born again phase,
right?
Oh yeah,
and then,
he
did drugs,
and he was like, "Hey, my church is having this hell house," and I was like, "Oh, like a haunted house?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Well, I didn't know what it was." I was like, "What? That sounds like really extreme for a church."
Yeah, no shit.
I was like, "Wow!" And you know, he was going through like this Christian phase, but at the same time, he was still like ironic and self aware. It's hard to explain.
Yeah,
but so we were like, this is going to be funny. You know, we're going to go to this thing, and it just turned out to be like super creepy and depressing, but not in like the way you want it to be. You know, it was just all like trying to like emotionally manipulate people into feeling bad about their lives and just say like, you should never have had that abortion. You're going to hell. Basically, that was like what the whole thing was.
It was one of the. Did they show you like pictures of aborted fetuses? That's pretty like.
Yeah,
Halloween-y.
It's like metal.
It is metal. I mean,
it's metal.
It's intentionally metal.
The tone was all wrong. Yeah. You know, for my I thought we were gonna be like having an ironic good time laughing at the stupid
Christians.
Stupid thing, and then it was just like, oh, it just made me sick. Yeah, that was.
Did you get any evil get coming out?
Did you get free food?
No.
I'll sit through just some a lot of judgmental shit for some fucking nuggets.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like it was a bad night, and then I had another one, and this is a weird one. Nightmare on Grayson again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought up a lot of fucking memories.
That nightmare was great, son.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not a long story, but it was just the girl that I was with was like also dating.
With this dude with the boner.
I don't know if you know this. Okay, there was like this it was back in the mid-2000s, there was a guy who was like on one of the local channels that did like color like stories, like human interest stuff. He was supposed to be wacky or whatever.
Right.
And I guess she was dating him or something.
Right.
And she ended up like going off and talking to him like when I was on it. I was supposed to be going out with her, and I had like been carrying a torch for her for a long time. And like, we're going out tonight. And she was like, there's that guy. I'd seen him.
Here's Bob Ballou.
Yeah. So she disappears with this fucking dork. And I actually saw him on TV later, and I was like, oh, it's that fucking guy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
So you canceled cable?
Yeah, just a lot. I had a lot more issues with Halloween than I thought.
I'm sorry, you're bringing up all this stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah.
No. And that guy became Guy Fieri.
No, Bob Ballou. That's no, someone's Bob real name.
Well, moral Gabe. Superiority! That's like the metal band. That's the band that plays at the Hell House.
Well, guys, you know, thank you for sharing your worst Halloween experiences. You know, I hope my children have nothing but good Halloween experiences. And if you have kids out there, I hope their Halloween experiences are great. And if they're not great, they're probably going to end up being good people. So it doesn't matter what you do. Your kids are going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Parenting. Fuck it. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No. Yeah, nothing you do.
All right, last segment, my segment. My segment is called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not funny, like science and technology. Today, we are talking about a journal article from the University of Arizona that's super metal. It says, Vampire Burial Reveals Efforts to Prevent Child's Return from Grave. So archaeologists found the remains of a 10-year-old child with a stone inserted in its mouth in a 5th century Italian cemetery. They think the stone was meant to keep the child from rising from the dead and spreading malaria to the living as a dead thing. Anything that was from the La Necropoli dei Bambini, or Cemetery of the Babies, that's freaking metal. Anyway, so... It's just really creepy thing that just recent story that I thought was interesting. It says it's a very human thing to have complicated feelings about the dead and wonder if that's really the end. Anytime you can look at burials, they're significant because they provide a window into ancient minds. We have a saying in bioarchaeology, which I didn't think was a thing. The dead don't bury themselves. We can tell a lot about people's beliefs and hopes by the way they treat their dead. So this is the vampire burial. This is real science, people. Real science, they're calling a vampire burial to prevent a child returning from his grave, which brings up to my topic question, which is vampire throwdown. Who is your favorite vampire?
Favorite,
not best. Just who's your favorite vampire?
Okay, that changes it.
Yeah. Who's your personal favorite vampire?
Okay.
All right. So all of you guys, I don't know if you know this about myself, but I am a very good friend of the vampires. I donate blood regularly. I've given over 4 gallons of blood in my life. I donate all the time. It's something that I'm not a hero, people. I am saving lives. I am saving lives, but I'm saving lives by keeping the vampires from killing us. By keeping them happy with my blood. So I love vampires. I get along with them. But my favorite vampire is the one that I'm assuming, once again, this is assuming, has never actually killed anyone or drank humans' blood.
Okay.
So I went with the nicest vampire that I can think of, which is the Count from Sesame Street.
Oh, okay. Because what does he drink? Math?
I don't know. We don't know. But
you only see a certain amount of people on Sesame Street. So if somebody fucking has a judgment night on Sesame Street real late, because we only see Sesame Street during the day.
Ooh, right. Okay. Ooh.
The Count probably kills the hookers on Sesame Street.
Luis and Maria are like the Count's familiars.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah.
No, he's never killed anybody that we know of.
Yeah, come on.
But he also teaches kids.
Think about the kids that are guests on Sesame Street. Do you ever see them twice?
I don't know.
Fucking hey, dude.
I don't know. I've got to Google this now to see if there's some fan theories out there.
One kid.
No! He's the nicest vampire. He teaches...
He kills the kids that are bad at math.
There you go.
I could see that, though.
Yeah. Because they don't count. Very good. Very good.
Wow.
With the assist.
Damn it.
Very good. Those kids don't count.
Yeah, that's some Spurs shit.
Crap. Yeah, we got to make that a t-shirt or something. Holy crap. Yeah. But he's nice.
Of course he's nice.
He's nourished.
Yeah.
He's fed.
Gacy was nice.
Exactly.
All right, he's still my favorite. I don't care.
All right.
I don't think he killed anybody, but he teaches kids math, and, that's nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I like him. He's my favorite. So
I think he drinks math. Born's innocent.
Drinks math.
He drinks math. That's why his nourishment. That's why he's so excited, because he drinks math. The concept of math is his blood.
Yeah.
That he drinks and swims in.
He drinks algebra. Like, is A positive.
He's all negative. But this is math.
Yeah, I get it.
But,
yeah.
Same. That's mine.
My favorite vampire is the dad from The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming as a kid.
Yeah.
When I saw fucking, 24 get killed by fucking sleepers, I was like, damn, fool. And I was like, that's the head vampire, right?
Yeah.
And 24 fucking turned into a little boy, right?
Fucking Twister's ex-wife.
Was there. And then fucking Parenthood was on like, oh, you take me. And then, License to Drive, fucking both of them.
Goonies and Rudy.
Yeah,
Goonies and Rudy.
Wasn't Rudy, dog. It's fucking License to Drive.
Yeah, fucking Lucas, dog. Lucas and Rudy.
Fucking, it's not Rudy.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
It's Lucas and Goonies.
So Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, Lucas.
And then fucking, and why did they kill Bill and Ted first? And so so my favorite vampire was him because I didn't see it coming. He was familiar. He fucking ate garlic. He had a reflection. Like, it was all bullshit. And, he led fucking Santa Carla, man.
Yeah.
And, he was killing kids and stuff like that. And he was going to take a bride. He wanted to have a family. Like, he's my favorite.
Yeah. And he's it's the classic vampire, the whole embodiment of what vampires are, why they're bad, hellhound, yeah, all that shit. Yeah,
he was
great.
Nice too, dog. He owned a video store.
And he had a good selection. And
video killed the radio.
And I bet you his employees had benefits.
Absolutely.
Diane Weiss had benefits, I'm sure, from working because he gave her a job. He invited her over for dinner.
The blood sucking Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a good one. My favorite vampire is the Dracula from the Castlevania games because he does all the fucking shit, turns into bats, turns into wolves, turns into monsters, turns all the shit, has a floating castle. But I like to pay more. That's my favorite. Struggle.
No, it's fine.
But I like to give a little shout out to my runner up favorite vampire is Martin from the George Romero movie, Martin. Simply because when he kills people, I like to think in my brain, someone goes, Martin.
Oh, God.
Martin. Which doesn't happen.
Right.
But if that movie took place during the 80s, then the DJ that was calling him the Count would probably play that song after they found a dead body. It's really cool. Martin. It's a good movie. Creepy. Slow. But good. Like it. Rest my runner-up.
My runner-up was Salem's Lot.
But if you're talking about the show 24, you say Lost Boys was the main actor in it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
All right. So if you have an answer for your favorite vampire, it's our last segment, guys. Go up to the microphone and give your answer.
Facebook answers. Timmy Elliott says the entire cast of this movie, it's Vampires with a Y-A-Z. I don't know if anybody has seen Vampires.
What? Vampires?
Yeah, you know, the people that, you know.
Vampires.
Oh, that's a black vampire.
Is that Shaq?
That's a thing.
That's
no.
not Shaq. That's
no,
really
it's Richard Curl Jr.,
yeah.
Vampires.
Racist. With a soft R.
Carrie Reyes says Kiefer Sutherland as David from The Lost Boys because he's hot.
He is fucking hot,
yeah.
With that mullet.
Yeah, I'll drink that wine.
She says, I was also almost named Star after the love interest in the movie.
Yeah, so Twister's ex-wife.
My favorite.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
Alfred Press says,
get him a nook.
Lugosi, as in Bela Lugosi. Yes, yeah. Lee, of course. However, in the myriad of other actors in that role, I really enjoyed Frank Langella's Dracula. I love that one a lot. Athena Wood says Gary Oldman counts, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Catherine Brown says Viago over Vladislav. As much as I like Jermaine Clement, Viago's politeness was fantastic.
Nice.
Matthew Wayne says Mother Effin' Blade counts.
Yeah.
Eric Genevieve says Alucard from Helsing Ultimate Abridged because he has a Twitter account called The Crimson Effer. Angela Beza says Count Chocula.
Hell yeah, fuck y'all.
Who's solely draining my life force. They had something to get to, isn't it? Okay. He also says my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Carlos Castro says Leslie Nielsen in Dracula Dead and Loving It. Travis K says Bill Nighy in the Underworld series because he's just playing Philip, Sean's dad, with fangs and immortality. I'm sure he probably chased Celine around the yard with a bit of wood for leaving candies on the dashboard. So, yeah. Oh, real quick question. Does anybody know? So vampires can only come in your house if you invite them, right?
Yeah.
But what if they send you a text and it's like, hey, can I come over?
Yeah, it's an invite. That's an invite. Nah, text count.
She says it has to be in the house. You're saying text count.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you say in the text, hey, come, go ahead and make yourself at home, come inside.
So if the text says, hey, can I come inside? And you say yes.
Yeah.
Vampires are like,
for sure.
Check.
Yeah, come inside me.
Answers.
So,
real life answers.
Did you say come inside me?
Yeah, it's an invite. It's consent is hot.
Consent is hot.
Especially when he's wearing vampires. A Sesame Street shirt. He's fucking gangster.
I was going to say Viago because he's so nice.
Yeah, he's very nice.
But, fuck, man. Like, I don't know. Y'all talking shit about the Count. kind of like threw me. I don't know.
Well, I wasn't talking
like,
shit about
no,
that.
No, it's like now like I have these like dark
there's
thoughts.
There's questions, right? There's
yeah.
questions.
Where
yeah.
do all these kids go? Think about it. They're Make-A-Wish yeah. kids. No one's going to miss them.
Yeah, so now I...
they now still I have blood.
Yeah, they still have blood.
Make-A-Wish kids still have blood.
Yeah, they
damn
sure
it.
Do.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's just...
sorry?
That's yeah, exactly.
Messed up my head.
Yeah, yeah
I can't
we'll
remember.
Talk about it later.
I can't remember what I was going to say for my favorite...
Well, think about it and pass the mic. We got along.
Oh no, I was gonna say Strahd from D&D. Yeah,
oh,
there's
fuck off.
There's a whole there's a setting called Ravenloft.
Oh, okay,
it's yeah, all not like about, it. Right. Not now. I'm listening.
Cue music.
You got my attention.
Check please.
It's this whole horror setting, like mm-hmm. gothic stuff. There's Frankensteins, there's Draculas, there's all kinds of stuff. And yeah, there are. There's werewolves.
Monsters.
Well, somebody's got to make the monsters. All right, and it's the Frankensteins.
Go away. <It's> the
roll a 20 for leave.
No, yeah. Roll 20 for spoopy. That's 20 points, spoopy points.
Yes.
Okay, so do you remember the Academy Award-winning movie Once Bitten?
Yes, yeah. Jim Carrey.
With Jim Carrey, yeah. Okay, so the chick, the one that wants yeah. to, like, do him, she okay. was hot, yeah. and she was a vampire, and
fuck
I was super
yeah.
into her. I'm still kind of into her.
Yeah, with that high slit.
Yeah,
her,
she had
yeah.
this, yeah, and yeah. she looked like she was always going to work out, but, like, not,
and
you
she
know?
Had all those twinks. She had
yeah.
all those fucking twinks. Yeah, that
these,
Civil
yeah.
War guy with the cock.
What's a twink?
Yeah. Those are sexy gay boys.
Yeah, as seen at Nightmare on Grayson.
Benipedia.
Yo, what about Bill Paxton in Near Dark?
Fuck yeah. yeah.
Right.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
One, right?
He's a good one.
Fuck yeah, he is. Yes.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, fuck yeah.
Quick and easy.
Yes, sir.
Nosferatu, man, the original movie.
The original yeah. Nosferatu.
Who's also in an episode of SpongeBob for some reason.
Is Nosferatu in SpongeBob?
Yeah, he is.
Thank you, Eric. Fuck, man.
I just want to mention it because like anybody, if anybody isn't watching Preacher, they should watch Preacher. But Cassidy from Preacher
oh, okay.
is the best.
Yeah. He's cool.
He's just, I just want to hang out with him and be his friend.
He's kind of a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I just want to chill with
yeah,
Cassidy
yeah.
for a while.
No shout-outs for fucking Louie from
no,
Interview with a Vampire?
I think like what we do in the shadows at PETA is basically Nosferatu. Like yeah. That's why I love the fact that he's like the OG. like,
yeah, he's old and shitty.
The old shitty vampire.
Does Benicula count?
What's that?
Benicula,
the bunny
fuck,
vampire.
Yes.
The bunny that
I mean, if it's your favorite,
drinks
yes,
the lettuce
it
juice.
Oh, yeah, well, I might as well throw in Count Duckula.
I mean, you brought in a D&D character, so fucking you can create
whatever
fucking
you want.
Bullshit you want. In your house by yourself.
Well, I liked his answer.
Fuck. So anyway,
I thought it was cool. I thought
the Count D&D Castlevania. Fucking fuck y'all. Bullshit answers.
What was your answer again?
Fucking
fuck off.
The dad from Lockport, bro.
Anyway,
well, yours is a good answer.
Vampire burials, children with rocks shoved
what's
in their mouth in Italy back in freaking
what's
15th
that line?
Century.
What's the slogan on the thing you had said? The headline of it. The
Wait.
Was it Latin saying? Like, let the bodies hit the floor or some shit like that?
What? The dead don't bury themselves.
The dead don't bury themselves.
You can only
don't bury themselves.
But you can only say that if you are a bioarchaeologist.
The dead don't bury themselves.
Let the bodies hit the
So anyway, vampire burials, children's returning from their grave. This is real science, people. And it's not funny.
It's, not funny.
It's
not
fucking
funny.
Dead serious.
So if this is your first time here, I'm sure we made it very obvious that this is an educational podcast. So we like to ask our audience and ourselves, you know, what did we come to know? Like during this whole podcast, we learned something. So what made us come to learn something about the world, about maybe just life in general? So think about it. Go to the mic. Let us know. What did you come to know? Jess?
I came. To know that after all the years of Freddy Krueger being like the scariest monster for me, like he's my favorite because of all the reasons Regan said, I think what's really neat that I just come to know that I could beat Freddy Krueger
because
because of your confidence,
because of my new self-confidence,
now,
because I have
your inner dream confidence.
I have an inner dream confidence where I feel good about myself. I like the way my body looks and feels
in your dreams,
in my dreams, and in a little bit in
dreams,
my dreams,
Pedro.
And if Freddy Krueger turns into whatever it is, Cuban, sandworm,
Cuban sandwich,
Cuban sandwich, yeah. turkey leg, I got this. I can beat Freddy Krueger. Like, that's the whole principle.
Right.
He feeds upon your fears and he tries to become what you're afraid of. So, well, I'm not afraid of fucking showing my naked body in front of people. I can do that. And then, boom, he's dead.
Got it.
I beat him.
Got it. What I came to know, or maybe what I came to realize, is that Sesame Street is a dark place. When the lights go out.
I was going to say, you don't know what it's like at night.
Yeah, you don't realize that. And you don't see what happens to the kids. And because they literally have vampires and monsters.
Yeah.
On
Sesame
Street. We got to write that.
Giant birds.
Right. Imaginary monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-headed monsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie monsters.
Mm-hmm. Math.
Trash cans.
Trash can
Friendship.
Monsters. These kids aren't safe.
Life lessons.
No, they're not.
Public funding.
And Maria and Luis are just fucking complacent. And you know what complacency?
They're familiar.
They're familiar. They're the count's familiars. That's
why they never age. And like that, the bald black guy. What was his name? Bruce?
Gordon.
Fucking Gordon just fucking let it happen, dude. They're just letting it happen on Sesame Street. There's a nightmare on Sesame Street, and we need to end it. We need to tear a rip in Death's Design and stop that fucking count.
You need to dial it down.
Killing kids.
Because the count has Muppet teeth. Muppet teeth can't puncture skin. So
tear you apart.
Yeah, think about how horrible he fucking kills
people. You know what he does?
Because he can't
fucking
bite his bird. His little plush teeth
can fuck you up, dude.
But he'll fuck you up with like some surgical tools.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Jack the Ripper style.
Slit your throat.
But he can't be like nibbling on people because he's got the little Muppet tooth that's not going to do any shit.
Just slit your throat and just drink it down, man.
Yeah,
he can't eat pork chops. He can't drink blood. But he'll fuck you up with some.
Things.
Yeah, he'll fuck you up with some surgical tools.
One digit.
I have
one knuckle.
I have come to know what I am going to be dressing as this Halloween, which is Cool Jack.
Cool Jack.
Which apparently is just a dude in a Hawaiian t-shirt.
Hawaiian t-shirt, ball cap.
I'm Christianity.
Like, I want to see that.
Where's the beef?
I want to see that at the spirit store.
Yeah.
In the package. It has the Cool Jack.
With a
little thing that says, I'm Christianity. People are like, what the hell?
And here's the thing. They're going to sell that, and I'm not going to get a fucking dime.
Yay.
And then they're going to make sexy Cool Jack. They're going to have the sexy Cool Jack with the chicks in the fucking, the titty version of sexy Cool Jack. And guess who gets no residuals? Jess Castro.
Fucking
no money.
License your body. License your body.
All right.
Finally, last two answers. We got to wrap it up.
I was just going to add to what you were saying about Sesame Street. And it just made me think of the lyrics. It's sunny day.
Yeah.
Everything's A-okay.
Yeah.
They don't talk about what happens at night.
Nope. They don't.
Nope.
It's only
the
during
the freaks come out at night, man.
It's fucked up, man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Who's going to be questioning Sesame Street?
With his shirt.
Yeah.
You fucking supporter. You fucking derelict.
1, 2, 3.
He's like Monsanto. He's like, Sesame Street's okay. It's good for the kids. I see right through you, Monsanto.
Chemistry's in everything.
Yeah.
I came to know that nobody fucking knows any of the things that I like. And I am doomed to be alone for just finding the weird things hidden in the shadows that people think are shadows.
No, nobody. You're gonna die alone. You're not gonna live alone. You're gonna die alone.
There's the internet.
Yeah. So guys, thank you so much for coming. We have our badass midnight show coming up for free, which is stand up, so you can tell the people that got bored that stand up is coming up in about 20 minutes. So Jess, what is Comedia Go-Go have going
on? Comedia Go-Go has lots of stuff going on. You can find out more about what we do on ComediaGoGo.com. You can also be our friends and fan us on Facebook.
Twitter, Instagram, Comedia Agogo, hashtag public access, hashtag Comedia Agogo. Listen to our past episodes. Watch our videos. Watch our sketches. We have a horror film or two. We have lots of stuff. So ComediaGogo.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We love you. Thank you so much for showing.
We have a free 30-minute horror flick called Get the Hell Out on our YouTube channel, which is starring some of the people that are here. No, I'm serious. It's called Get the Hell Out. It's about three exorcists that travel the country exorcising demons in the names of different religions because there's no such thing.
And they do it for cash.
It's like Three Stooges meets his Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so watch. It's called Get the Hell Out. It won a bunch of awards in a bunch of different film festivals. I'm not kidding.
Exorcist.
And it's on Comedia Gogo's YouTube. So, guys, thank you all for coming. Please support The Blind Tiger. It is completely run by comedians for San Antonio, and we want to make a cool place for you guys to come. So we have different shows every Friday at 10 and every Friday at midnight. It's our free stand-up show, and we have guests from all over the country. We've had Anthony Jeselnik. We've had Larry Garza. We've had Tori Poole. we've had Hannibal Buress. We've had Ryan Stout. We've had a bunch of really cool people come down. So please support Ron Funches. He liked the Blind Tigers, by the way. He said he didn't like the people in San Antonio, but he liked the Blind Tigers. So please tune in and follow us, like Jess said. So once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And you'll spoopy you later.
Spoopy you later.
Fuck all that, dude.
It's fun. Here comes the fun. Here comes the fun.